The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
You're Audrey Russell.
Yes.
And your mother would have been very relevant to what we've just been talking about. Tell me about your mum.
So my mother was the local midwife in Mullingar, and she took over from her mother. And when I look at Call of the Midwife, it brings back such memories of my mother. You know,
really?
She described when she started to train first in the rotunda, they used to have to they cycled everywhere. And she always had a cape like that. And when the girls are checking the bag, I still to this day have my mother's midwife bag.
Have
with all
you?
The little with all the implements in it. And they didn't have a stethoscope. They had a little kind of device that was like a little tunnel thing. And they listened to the baby's heartbeat and had a little weighing scales to weigh the baby and that. And I have to say, as a program, it's very well done. It's extremely well done.
It obviously takes its authenticity very seriously.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Like, I'm there with them. As a child, I'm the youngest of six, so all my brothers and sisters describe having to, if my mother was on a case and she was collecting us from school, we had to go with her, you know.
Oh, really?
So we'd have to sit and, many time. And, I can remember sitting one time and my mother delivering a travelling family in a tent. And she got down on her hands and knees and she delivered the baby and she went back to check the next day and they had moved on.
It's remarkable. It's like this mobile service. I mean, it's like Just Eat, but for giving birth to children. I mean, that's an obscene description, but you know what I mean? They just call the midwife.
Yeah.
She comes in the bike with a bag of tricks and says, right, what do you need?
Absolutely. And I can remember she told us a story one time where she had delivered this baby and the baby wasn't well. And she said to the family, I think you need to bring it in now to the hospital.
Yes.
And the following day she went in and the baby wasn't there. And she thought, oh, God, now she called back out. She was thinking maybe the baby hadn't survived. And she went in and the man said to her, oh, yeah, he said healthy. And he opened up the press to the range and took out this wooden apple box.
Yeah.
And here was this baby driving inside. And she said it was as good as any incubator.
Isn't that amazing? Like that's how human beings as a species have survived. I mean, that's just...
Absolutely.
Just getting
it. Now, she had some not nice stories.
Okay.
So they're very sad stories when you're talking about the mother and baby homes. Like, that side, and we've always known that awful side to it.
What would she have witnessed or been involved in that regard?
She unfortunately was, yeah. And she several times had to deliver babies to, not nice in babies. And I can remember one very young child and in a boarding school. And the young child that delivered the baby wasn't treated properly, so we don't have some, like all of the members, and she was a true character and she had a beautiful, beautiful personality. She gave everybody the respect they deserved. She was a Trojan. We grew up in a house called the dispensary and the door was always open, And she was a local nurse as well,
So she was a figure. She was a figure in the community. By the sound.
Absolutely.
But it's funny, you think Call the Midwife and you think the capes, as you say, and the bikes, and it's quite pretty and old-fashioned and cosy.
It is.
And yet there was, particularly in Ireland, there was this awfully, awful, ugly side to things that your mother witnessed also.
Yeah, and as I said, there were some fabulous stories, great, happy stories, but then the dark side to it as well,
Well, as can only happen on a show like this, a text comes in to say that Audrey's mother delivered my husband, which is great, Michael Gilmartin, at a home birth. So that's...
Oh, yes.
We're going full circle.
I know.
So your mother's name was... You know the family in question?
Yes, I do, yes, oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, actually, believe it or not, I was in class with a girl who my mother delivered 2 days after I was born.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, she and just had to get up and continue on working.
Anne says, our local midwife cycled around too with her bag on the carry, and we always thought the baby was in the bag, as you probably... another says, just on Megan Cusack, and call the midwife is brilliant. She brought a wonderful energy to the show. Funny and heartbreaking. We're addicted. Enjoyed the chat and loved the show, says Shona in Wexford. And call the midwife is based on a memoir, a trilogy of books by midwife Jennifer Worth. So it's based on real life. I didn't know that. Do you watch the program? Do you?
I watch it religiously.
I watched
it right from the beginning. Yeah, I actually tape it, and I have to sit down on my own and watch it.
It's your treat. That's your TV treat.
Absolutely. She's a fabulous actress. I'm loving her in it.
Wonderful.
Because she's kind of breaking out of the norm. I can see her. She can't sit. She wants to get going quickly. Yeah. Like, you know, it's lovely. You know.
And what's the charm of the program, broadly speaking? As I said, 8 million viewers in the UK.
I think the charm is the fact that they bring a personality with them, you know, and they all have different personalities. And, you know, you see actually a nice side to the nuns as well, like, you know, that they're sharing. And my mother would have told us, like, when she trained up here in Dublin, they were in boarding houses like that. They had to stay with the nuns. Mm. You know, these centres were run by the nuns. So you kind of get to see that they're human as well. You know, you get to hear their stories.
Let me introduce Professor Paul Horan to the programme. Good morning, Paul. Nice to talk to you. You're assistant professor in the School of Nursing and Midwifery in TCD. I'm talking to myself there for a second. He's not there. We'll come back to that. The text from Michael in Dublin 12 says, Nurse Marr was the midwife in Ballyragget, and I went for her for my two youngest siblings, and she arrived on her bike. When did your mum dispense, if you will, with the bike?
So she would have dispensed with the bike probably maybe in the early 70s, I'd say. You know, she then had a car, like, you know.
Yes.
So she always, and she was lucky, you know, kind of that she, you know, could afford a car, like, and that, you know,
yeah,
and that was great, like, you know, but now, and now and again she still had to take out the bicycle. Now, she delivered her last baby reluctantly, but the lady wanted to have a home birth. And she was, believe it or not, she was 73 when she delivered that last baby.
Good Lord. Okay, so she kept going. Let's try Paul Horan again. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Ryan. How are you?
Nice to talk to you. You're busy, man. You're marking exams there, are you?
I am indeed, yes.
In what area?
I'm working at home in Carlow, working remotely. Been teaching nurses and midwives remotely for the last year, right?
All right. And how's that been? You're doing okay?
It's kind of strange. I never thought I'd be teaching nurses virtually.
Yeah.
Or midwives, for that matter.
I know. I can only imagine. Well, obviously, we're celebrating in some ways, by the by, midwives in Ireland, due to this programme, Call the Midwife, and the chat with Megan Cusack a few minutes ago. And what did you make of that?
I loved that. I was really moved by the story, you know, and it kind of brought the whole kind of best for mothers and babies home thing to reality, although that wasn't mentioned. And I thought it was really, really powerful. It's been going for about 10 years, and I do know from colleagues within the profession that people, you know, within nursing and midwifery do actually use excerpts from the show in some of their teaching.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's quite realistic, and obviously you can't, you know, mock up these things in reality, you know. So it's great to have dramatic episodes for people to reflect on and discuss as part of their learning and education. So it's really brilliant. It's very authentic. I spent 10 years myself in the UK. I trained to be a nurse in the UK. So it's very realistic, the uniforms. And I suppose I love the 50s and 60s music and cars and everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's really brilliant.
It covers all your interests in life there, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeez, you must love that. That's your secret hour, yourself and Audrey there, just cozying up to this lovely hour of nostalgia, but also, obviously, social commentary.
And the one thing that I did really like on Sunday night was the letter from Trixie to the Times, and that's really important because Florence Nightingale actually used the Times as a means by which to kind of develop nursing as a profession, you know, when she was about. She was an essayist in the Times. So it was lovely to see a letter in the Times by a midwife about the contemporary issues of today, which was the abortion bill at the time.
Yeah.
And it was a very brave thing for anybody to do. I'm not sure that that happened in reality, but it was lovely to see it depicted dramatically.
A question from a listener. I remember the nurse or the midwife in our area in the 40s was called the Jubilee Nurse. Anyone know why?
Yeah, the Jubilee Nurses would be seen like Florence Nightingale nurses. It was a term that was used for nurses in the UK. And I can get back to the show after we go off air and get you some more information about that.
Okay. Jubilee's probably celebrated. They were named after a Jubilee celebration for one of the monarchs maybe at one point or something like that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's certainly a term that I was familiar with when I worked in the UK, and I could certainly get more information about
that. Paul, it's good to talk to you. Professor Paul Horan, thanks for your time this morning. Audrey Russell, thank you very much
indeed. Thank you.
Lovely to talk to you both about that little sidebar we weren't expecting this morning, but a very welcome one at that. We'll be back shortly.